Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf Kuf Gimel. We're holding the Mishnah roughly six lines from the top of the Amud. We've had this Mishnah already before. And the Mishnah begins, so Oimer Hari Olai Mincha Min HaSa'orim. A person says, I hereby take upon myself to bring a mincha from barley. Can you bring a minchas nedova from barley? And the answer is no. The only time you have a mincha from barley is, number one, the mincha sa'oimer, which is, of course, a minchas tzibur, which you bring on Pesach, and a minchas kenois, otherwise known as a minchas soita, which Chas V'Sholem involves, unfortunately, some very, very difficult circumstances. However, you cannot go and bring your normal carbon mincha, which is a nedova, from Sa'irim. You can only bring it from Chitim. So says the Mishnah, even though he said, I'm going to bring it mincha min Sa'irim, yovi min Chitim. He has to go and bring it from wheat after all. And similarly, when you go and bring a carbon minchas solus means very refined flour, what happens if he says, I'm going to bring a mincha min HaKemach? Kemach is coarse flour. The difference basically is how many times you've sifted it to make it into fine flour, or it's still quite coarse and might have some bran in it or some other imperfections. Anyway, so if he says, I'm going to go and bring a mincha from Kemach, yovi soilus, he still has to bring the nicest from soilus. Similarly, he says, I'm going to bring my carbon mincha beloi shemen ubeloi levoina. Sorry, fellow, yavi shemen ulevoina. You have to bring shemen ulevoina. Similarly, if he says, I'm going to bring a mincha of a chatzi isorin, can't bring a chatzi isorin. The minimum has to be an isorin. So yavi isorin. All of these cases, as you can see, are basically all parallel, all the same, coming to tell us that no matter what he adds to his hari alai mincha, you're stuck with the hari alai mincha, and you have to bring a mincha with all of its halachis and ramifications, and you can't go and make changes. We'll see in the Gemara shortly why is this the case. The Mishnah continues on. What happens if he says, I'm going to bring a... So it says, Yovi Yisorin Sholim, period. What happens if he says, I'm going to go and bring an Yisorin Umechza, 1.5 Esroinim, Yovi Shnaim, he has to go and bring 2. Why is that? What's the problem with 1.5? Mitzvah we'll see on the Amid base. Reb Shimon Poiter, Reb Shimon argues with all of the pre-existing cases here, and he says about all of them, if the person made such a funny neder, mincha from Sa'irim, mincha from Kemach, mincha b'lay Shemel b'lay Levoina, etc., you're potter. Shlo yisnadiv k'derech ha-misnadvim. You want to bring a carbon mincha, say it normally. If you go and say a mincha and you add on all of these silly stuff, this is gunish mit gunish, and you don't have to bring any carbon mincha, you're totally potter. What's the svar of Reb Shimon? Mitzvah we'll see in the Gemara. And we start in the Gemara. The Mishnah started off, you said, Hari Elai mincha min sa'irim, yavim min achitim. Frank Timura, why? Amai? Neder u'pischai imayhu. As you know, when it comes to Hatoris Nedarim, you go to the Bezin, and typically the Bezin will say, nu, what's the reason why you're changing your mind? Why don't you want to live with that original neder that you made? And the answer is because he has some sort of charata. If I would have known at the time that I made my neder that it would have the following ramifications, they never would have... Oh, so that's already the Pesach. Pesach means we're opening up the door to figure out a way to be mater neder. Now here we're not being mater neder. It's really more of a borrowed expression, neder pischa imai. What the Gemara means to say is that since this neder of bringing a carbon mincha was undermined by qualifying it with menas oirim, menas kemach, etc., so we should go and say that that uproots the neder meikorai. As soon as he made the neder, immediately he said, I have charata on the fact that I made my neder, and I'm going to go and throw in menas oirim. If you look at the Rashi, starting Amai, which is six lines from the top. Amai mechuyv lasi menachitim. Why is he required to bring from wheat? Neder pischa imayu im haneder omar pesach. Together with the neder, he brought along with it the pesach. What's that pesach? Shemeschar boy that he has charot. The kivin the omar menasoirim. As soon as he appended the words menasoirim amrinan, we look into his seichel, into his mind. He doesn't really want to bring anything. Any normal, regular individual that knows anything about a carbon mincha knows you can't bring a mincha min asayim. Come on, that's ridiculous. So why don't we go and say that the reason why he appended these words is because he had charata, and he decided, you know what? Instead of going, say, no, I'll just simply say, mincha min asoidim, and everybody will realize that the whole thing is batul mavutul ka'afra da'ara, and I'm off the hook. So, ibazoi, why do we say that the mincha is binding, and he has to go and bring a minachitim? We should say it's punished. So the Gemara considers this to be an Eisen Akasha and gives two terutzim, one of Chizkiah and one of Rabbi Yochanan. Amr Chizkiah, Amani Beishamayi. Our Mishnah is a Das Yochad of Beishamayi. The Amar, Tofus Loshoin Rishoin. That when a person says something, you first chap on whatever he says and you say, oh, he said Hare Olai Mincha, you stop in midstream. Not that you actually physically stop him, but you deem him to have stopped midstream and say, he is now mechuyev to bring a karet mincha. When he said afterwards, minas oidim, it's like a new dibur, and that new dibur falls away in the face of, he already committed himself, tofes lashon rishon, harilai. Where do we find such a beishama? Yo yodit nan. In mesechtes nazir, a person says, hareini nazir. If he would stop and say, hareini nazir, finished, then of course he becomes a traditional classic nazir, that he's not allowed to eat grapes, and he's not allowed to go and drink wine, etc. However, he immediately added Harini Nozir, Mina Gregus and Mina Dvela. Gregus and Dvela are really one and the same. They're both dried out figs, except that Gregus are individual figs that have been dried out, and Dvela means that you've caked them together and made a ganza, a cake of 10, 15, 25, whatever Gregus. So, if you said, I'm a Nozir from Gregus and Dvela, that's just, it's almost identical to saying Harlei Mincha Min HaSa'irim, because there's no such thing as Naziris from figs. The only thing you could be a Nazir from is grapes and wine. So what's the din? Says Beishami Omrim, he's a Nazir. Why is he a Nazir? Because as soon as he said Areni Nazir, we say Tof is Lush and Rishayim, he's a Nazir. That's what he added on in a Greg Min HaDvela, we say that's Tvarim B'Telem, this is Gunish, and he is now a full-fledged Nazir according to Beishami. Beisil Omrim ain't a Nazir. Since he said Nozir min HaGregus min HaDvela, he's modifying his Naziris. There's no such thing as Naziris min HaGregus min HaDvela, and therefore he does not become a Nozir. Says now Cheskiah, so it's clear our mission is exactly like Beis Shammai. Just like Beis Shammai says, when you add min HaGregus min HaDvela, ignore that. Tofes Loshon Rishon, ready Nozir. Here too, Hari Olai Mincha, ignore the min HaSa'irim, and his Mechuyev HaKar Mincha. So, the Chayyim very, very simple. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, you don't have to say that our Mishnah is only according to Beis Shammai. It could even go off Filatema Beis Hillel. The Omer, it's talking about a situation that as soon as he finishes saying, Harei Olai Mincha Min HaSa'irim, and he's ready to go and bring his carpet mincha, the Kahanim ask him, hey, what are you doing? Why do you have over here this barley flour? Is there a problem at home? No, Chas V'Shalom, my wife is a Tznu of a Chasuda. She says, tell him every single day. She's at Tzadekis. So why are you bringing it? Because I'm bringing it because Sa'idim is much cheaper than Chitim. I went to the store. Chitim is $10 a bushel, while for Sa'idim is only $5 a bushel, and I can't afford it, and that's why I'm bringing the... Mister, you don't know that you cannot bring a private mincha to the Dabbin. Nobody ever told me. No, I never knew that. If you would have known that you cannot bring a mincha min HaSa'irim, would you have said, Mefchas HaShom, you think I'm nuts? If I would have known that you have to go and bring menachitim, I would have said menachitim. Oh, says Rabbi Yochanan, that's pshat in our Mishnah. Ba'oimer, we ask the noder, Ilo Yisi Yadeah, and he says on his own, Ilo Yisi Yadeah, if I would have known she'en noidim kach, that you cannot make a neder min HaSa'irim, lo Yisi noidim kach, ala kach, I taka wouldn't have said Sa'irim, I would have said, Harai Elay Mincha, and have brought from Chitim. Oh, so therefore, since he's Megaladas, Befeder, so what he did was, he erred in his pronunciation and his saying min HaSa'irim. So therefore, we will now correct it based on his own acknowledgement that that's what he meant in the first place, to go and bring a proper kosher karban mincha. Yeah.
Usually, when a Mishnah is Reish Hillel or Shammai, we'll say Divrei Beis Hillel. So the Mishnah sounds about it. And secondly, within Beis Hillel, Rabbi Meir is the famous one who says Tafas Lashon Rishon. Rabbi Yossi says Besov Dor of Adam Matpis.
Okay.
Why are we going generations earlier attributing this to Beis Shammai?
And it's presumably because of the similarity in the two cases. Here we're talking about like Mincha. Sorry, for instance, what do you have your Tafas Lashon Rishon? A person says Harizu Chatas, Harizu Asham, Harizu Oyla, whatever. Right. But that's not a similar case over here. Here you have a very, very parallel situation where a person comes in, he starts off with a proper statement, Hari Olai Mincha, Hareini Nazir, and everybody feels, no problem, he's going to pick a Mincha, he's a Nazir. And then he goes and adds a twist to it. Not your normal Mincha, Minam Gazaidim. Not your normal Nazir, Minam Gregus. You see that there's a parallel between the two cases.
When you open, and start talking about the Gemara, you use the expression borrowed term. Nazir is also sometimes a borrowed term. I'm going to not eat. I'm not going to eat apples today. I'm not going to eat meat today. I'm not going to eat. I'm going to go vegan today or something. So people will sometimes use expression borrowed term. Nazir in Lashon B'nei Adam is sometimes borrowed for other purposes. Mm-hmm. So it's interesting that we're saying is Nazir min hagros min hatavela. So I'm going to say, just like someone's a Nazir from grapes, I'm going to refrain for 30 days from grogris and tavela.
Mm-hmm.
Why isn't that a valid term? It's not saying Hareini Nazir in the sense of, you know, tiglachas and the whole geshef, the whole nine yards.
Mm-hmm.
He's saying I'm refraining from it. I'm on an anti-grogris diet.
That's very good. So he could have said Hareini oyser es atzmi, or and shvur shloi oichal, or neder alai shloi grogris min hatavela.
Konim grogris alai.
Oh, konim, exactly. Okay, those would be the traditional forms. By saying Hareini Nazir, so now what is his kavana? Says Hashem, I don't have to ask him. As soon as Hareini Nazir, you're stuck.
Okay.
There's another hesbet to this as well. Rashi is going to say a little bit further down that according to Beis Shammai, when you say Tofes Lashon Rishon, what it means is, as soon as he says Harei Olai Mincha, you stop him. Not that you physically stop him, but halachically he has stopped. And you now take a permanent, when a politician says something, and you go and take his language out of text.
Right,
a quote. So you just take that quote, you clip it, just those words, Harei Olai Mincha. You're done. Now when he says Minasa'irim, or one of those other terms, Kemach, Bleshemin, etc., he is now starting a new statement. That new statement has no validity because Beis Shammai holds that when it comes to Hegdish Betoyis, Loi have the Hegdish. This case of Harlai Mincha, who is establishing a Mincha of Hegdish of Bring Karchim, he is making a mistake. Normally, I would go and say Harlai Mincha, since he said Menas Oirim Toich Kedei Dibur, that should go and uproot what he said Harlai Mincha.
Yes.
However, since Beis Shammai holds that Hegdish Betoyis Loi have Hegdish, the fact that he said Menasa Oirim is a To'uz, that is already a new statement that falls away. He cannot go and
uproot, I'm afraid, the Chiva Mincha. But the thing is, if it's Hegdish Betoyis, shouldn't it be Lo have Hegdish?
Because one second, we have to think this through. If a person says Hegdish B'Toyis, I think that it's verkehrt. But according to Beis Shammai, Hegdish B'Toyis have a Hegdish.
Okay.
And it's Beis Hill that holds Hegdish B'Toyis have a Hegdish.
Okay, that makes sense. That's consistent.
Okay, so since he holds Hegdish B'Toyis have a Hegdish, once he said that I'm going to go and bring a Mincha Soirim, you're stuck with it. You got to go and bring it. But you can't bring from Soirim because there's no such thing. So therefore you're forced to go and bring Menachit. Anyway, so we have now Machloikis between Cheskia and Rabbi Yochanan. Who is our Mishnah? Is it only according to Beis Shammai, or can it even go into going to Beis Hillel? Ba'omer Eliyahu Yisyadeh. Now, Omer Chizkiah, the same Chizkiah now throws in a bit, if you want, a bit of a monkey wrench, as we'll see. Omer Chizkiah Loishanu, that's what we said in our Mishnah, that if he said Arlai Mincha, Menasa Oirim, you got to bring Fenchitim. What happens if he said Menasa Oirim, Avil Omer Mincha Menu Adashim, I'm going to bring a Mincha from lentils. Lohoi. Then it's gunish mit gunish. He does not have to go and bring a carbon mincha, not from chitim, not from soirim, not from adashim, not from anything.
That's according to Rabbi.
This is according to Beis Shammai. Yes. The same Chesky that said according to Beis Shammai, if you say Hareini Nozim min agregis min advela, tofes loshen rishoin. So therefore in our Mishnah, Arilai mincha min soirim, tofes loshen rishoin. He has to go and bring a mincha from chitim. That's only because he ended off Menasa Oirim. However, if he ended off Menasa Adashim, he'd be potter. And what Bill is now thinking and he's asking, Mechde Chizkia Keman Omer L'Shmaite. I don't understand this. If this were according to Rabbi Yochanan, that would make a lot of sense. Because Rabbi Yochanan says, Ilo Yisi Adesh, Noidin Kach, Yisi Noidin Kach, Lekach. You can make that mistake between Chitim and Soirim because after all, there is a Metzius of a Mincha Soirim. both by the Minchas Oima and the Minchas Kenois. But did you ever hear of a Minchas Adashim? No, nobody ever heard of something like that. So it's much more tenuous to go and say, Ili Hoyisi Adash, Ein Oijin Kach. A normal person knows that. Any, you know, shtickle, you don't have to be the Gres the Goyin Ho'olam, but any person that has a little bit of basic ideas in Torah knows that there's no such thing as bring a mincha from Adash. That would make sense according to Rabbi Yochanan. According to Chizkiah, ironically, Chizkiah is the one that says that the Mishnah goes according to Beishamai. As soon as you say Beishamai, Harulay Mincha, stop. Tofes Loshon Rishon, what difference does it make that he added on Min ha-so'irim, min ha-adashim, min ha-apples, min ha-oranges. The chorid should be all the same thing. Tofel lo sharisha. So it's frank to Yimoriyat. I don't understand. Mech the chizkeh kimat om lishmaite ki b'shamay. O b'shamay mishum tofel lo sharishin hu. So malin min ha-so'irim, malin min ha-adashim. What difference does it make if he added on these additional words? The chorid, these are all devorim b'talim. Tofel lo sharisha. Harlem min ha yistok. And for the Gemara, Hoderbe. In fact, Chizkiah changed his mind, and he holds that the Pshat of the Mishnah is taka like Beis Hillel, not like Beis Shammai, and it's talking about like Rabbi Yochanan said, Bo'oime ilio yisi adesh, and noirin kach, and yisi noirin kach, elakach. Freight Gemara, on my time, Hoderbe, why taka did he change his mind? Chizkiah's Pshat is the easier pshat in our Mishnah that it says Harayulai Mincha Menasayim. You have to bring Menachitim because Tofes Loshon Rishon. Why did he change his mind? Omer Rav, I'll explain to you for this very reason. Masisa Kashise. He was bothered by our Mishnah. My iri detoni Mincha Menasayim. Listening Menu Adashim. If our Mishnah is in fact like Beis Shammai, that as soon as he says the key words Tofes Loshon Rishon, Harayulai Mincha, you're stuck. You got to bring a card Mincha. We now ignore the Minasoidim. So say even a greater Chiddush in our Mishnah, that even if he said Minu Adashim, you're also stuck and you have to bring your Karbin Mincha and Menachitim, even though you added on this nonsense about the Adashim, or like our Mishnah says, the Soidim. So therefore, L'choira, since we always want to maximize the Chiddush in our Mishnayos, it should have said not only when he said Arlai Mincha Mina Soidim, but even Arlai Mincha Minu Adashim. Since we did not say Minu Adashim, Elishma Mino Mishim Detoyhu. The reason why he has to bring his Karman Chitim is because he really wants to bring a Karman Chitim. Not like Rashi said earlier, according to Chizkiah, about the Neder Upischa Imai, because he wanted to go and show that he's changing his mind. If he wanted to go and show that he's changing his mind, he should have said, Elai Mincha Min Adashim. That's a much greater change of heart and change of mind. No. I changed my mind. I don't want to go and give mincha after all. I'm going to give minadashim. Come on, that's not nonsense, minadashim. And therefore, he'll be off the hook. The fact that it says in our Mishnah, min hasa'oyim, I'll tell you why. Shema minam detoyhu. Because he was making a mistake. He really wants to bring a carbon mincha. And the reason why he said min hasa'oyim, he wanted to get a cheaper price. He wanted to get it a little easier. You can go and get sa'oyim. It's much more plentiful and it's much cheaper or whatever. Machal behema. Elishma minam mishim detoyhu. Sa'oyim. Or detoyhu. Sa'oyim toy. You can go and ascribe and allocate to his mind and to his intentions and say that it was sa'oyrim, because a sa'oyrim toy in sheep, people make a mistake. But dashim leitoy, but people do not make a mistake and think that you can bring a mincha min adashim. Anybody that has a little bit of seichel and a little bit of Torah education knows there's no such thing as a carbon mincha from adashim, from lentils. And therefore, our Mishnah, by saying Dafkin b'soirim and not saying b'adashim, is showing not like Beis Shammai. Because in fact, our Mishnah is going according to Beis Shammai, Tofes Loshon Rishon. It would have said, even Minu Adashim. And that's why Chizkiah changed his mind, and he says, I learned like Rabbi Yochanan, like Beis Hillel, and it's talking about, he said, Mincha b'soirim. We say, you really want to bring a mincha sa'irim? You can't bring a mincha sa'irim. Come on. You're not, you don't have a wife who's a sa'it chas v'shalom, and it's not Pesach time. You're not bringing a mincha sa'irim for the tzibur. I didn't know. Nobody ever told me. I was sure that you can go me. I thought grain is grain is grain. Doesn't make a difference. Chitim sa'irim, sheboy l'shua, kusmin, chanish kevis. And therefore says in Gemara, since the Mishnah says menas oirim, that's why Chizkiah changed his mind and said, it's more mistaver that the pshat is not like Beis Shammai, but like Beis Hillel, and therefore Hoderbe. For Rabbi Yochanan Amar, just the opposite. Afilu minu hadashim. Even if it, he said, Harei olai mincha min hadashim, he has to go and bring min ha chitim. Again, it's ironic, says the Gemara, because Mechti Rabbi Yochanan Keman Omer L'Shmaitei. How did Rabbi Yochanan explain our Mishnah? That it goes according to Beis Hillel. And what was the Svar in Beis Hillel? Because we go and ask him subsequently. He says, I did not chonish gevust. And if that's the case, says the Gemara, Beis Hillel Mishnah the Toihu, that the reason why he has to bring Menachitim, and even though he said Menas Oidim, is because he made a simple mistake. He thought you could bring Menas Oidim, he didn't know. And if that's the case, V'Soidim Toi, V'Adoshim Loi Toi. People only make mistakes vis-a-vis Soidim, Mincha Menas Oidim. Nobody makes a mistake on Mincha Menadashim coming. It's conjecture that this doesn't exist. So, Ibazoi, why would Rabbi Yochanan therefore say that the halach of our Mishnah even applies in the case of Mincha Menho Adashim? That doesn't make it. If it's like Beis Hillel, and what did Beis Hillel say? We ask the guy, that's only Shaykh, that whole Metzias is only Shaykh by Soidim, not Shaykh by Adashim. Nobody would say, if I would have known that I can't bring it from lentils. You Mishigana, you think you can bring a Minchum and lentils? Come on, wake up. You know that that's impossible. Okay, so Oibazoi is a Shver Rabbi Yochanan that says a Filim and Adashim. And for the Gemara, the truth is, Rabbi Yochanan holds Taka like we learned until now. The Harulai Minchum and Asa'oidim, and not Min Adashim. Because Min Asa'oidim, it makes sense that a person can make a mistake, and we ask him, and he tells him, Lo Yisin Yoidea, She Einoidim Kach, Elekach. Very good. So what did Rabbi Yochanan just say now that we can say even Menadashim? Ledvar of the Cheskia Ka'amalei. He's talking to his colleague Cheskia. And he's saying, Cheskia, it's very nice that you changed your mind and you came to my side. Yes, you can imagine I'm delighted. But for purposes of intellectual integrity, I have to tell you, you didn't have to change your mind. You could have stayed with that the Mishnah is going according to Mishamai, even though it says in the Mishnah, Mincha Menasa Oirim, and you thought that the greater Chiddush would be Mincha Menadashim. No. I'll explain to you. At my time, I had this problem. Why did you change your mind? Mishnah Leketani Menadashim. Because the Mishnah didn't give the case of Harilai Mincha Menadashim, which you think would have been the better case to go and demonstrate Tophis Lashon Rishon. Harilai Mincha, I'm now stuck with bringing a carbon mincha, and that's what he said after Menadash, and we just ignore it and say, this is Dvarim B'Tayim. That's the reason why you changed your mind. So tomorrow, no, Efshef Akert, I can give you a svara just the opposite. Duma loymi boyik omer, loymi boyim Menadash and the ikkala meimer, mahadir hu dehadir bey, betofes lashen rishoyin. If we would say in our Mishnah, hari alay mincha, Menadashim, I would say to myself, you know why this person because he changed his mind. He doesn't want to go and bring a carbon mincha. How is he going to go and stop this requirement, this obligation to bring a carbon mincha? He's going to add on some nonsensical words to go and show everybody.
To vitiate it
and to annul it and to nullify it and etc. To say, I'm sorry, I said a mincha, but now I'm in a dashim from lentil.
So later.
Absolutely. So not only in that case do I say, I'm sorry, Mr. Tophis Lashon Rishon, you're stuck, you have to bring a mincha schit. It could be that when he said mincha menas oidim, he in fact made a mistake. And his mistake was that he thought you can go and bring mincha menas oidim. As soon as he hears that there is no such thing in mincha soidim, I'm not interested, Rabbi Yisrael. I thought you can bring menas oidim. I know that by mincha soidim, parshas nosai, I know it says you can bring menas oidim. And I know by the mincha soidim, parshas emor, it says you can bring menas oidim. So I thought, here you can't bring menas oidim. Then I'm not interested. You know, I'm not in the business of bringing mincha menachitim or menas oidim. So I would have thought that maybe under such circumstances, our Mishnah would say, you'd be potter from bringing a mincha, not because he's changing his mind, because he's saying, minas oirim, he's identifying, that's what I meant all along. And there is no such thing, then I'm not interested. You know, just get me out of here. I only want a mincha menachitim.
Yes, sir.
So, I'm sorry? Minas oirim, thank you. Therefore, Afilohochi, says our Mishnah, no, even in such a case, we say, Tophis Lo Sharishoin, and you're stuck, you have to go and mincha menachitim after all.
Like Beis Shammai, yeah.
Exactly. So therefore, that's what Rabbi Yochanan is saying to Chizkiya.
You could have stuck with your pshat.
You could have stuck with your pshat. Yeah. Your pshat of Beishamai was excellent, and don't think, oh, I should have said a bigger chiddush.
It's the toughest Lashon Rishon.
The toughest Lashon Rishon in all cases. It's tough. You're stuck. Okay, now we start on a new shtickle, which is very, very simple. We're going to, of course, tie it in a little bit to our Mishnah. I mean, the whole thing is in the Mishnah. Omer Ziri, Loishono Elodi Omer Mincha. What does that mean? When we say that the Mishnah goes according to Beishamai and Tofes Lashon Rishon, that Stavka, if he in fact said the word Mincha, but if he didn't say the word Mincha, this halacha would not apply. So what does that mean, he didn't say the word Mincha? So Rashi has two pshatim. The second pshat of Rashi is he didn't say the word Mincha at all. Rather, he said, Harei Olai Min Hasoyim. He didn't say Mincha Minasayim. Hari Elai Minasayim. Says Iri, then there's no toughest Lashon Rishon that you chap on. He just said Hari Elai. When he says Minasayim, that doesn't make any
unless
sense.
Unless he was davening Mincha at the time.
Oh, exactly. So maybe the reason why he left out Mincha is because he was going to daven Maariv. Whatever. Anyway, that is the second pshat. You see the Rashi, the fourth line, Lishnachrena, Avalei Omer Mincha Loi. He didn't say Mincha at all. What did he say? Ela Hari Elai Sa'oyim. That he's part of. The Vadi Sa'oyim Mechavin. He meant to say, I'm going to bring Sa'oyim. What do you bring the Sa'oyim for? Achweish and Oyla for Achatas, for a Shlomim, for a Mincha. Doesn't make I'm bringing
Sa'oyim. You do bring it for Bikurim. It's one of the Sheva meaning you do bring for Bikurim.
Okay.
So it's not completely outside of the.
It's not like Adashim.
Right.
Okay, good. So that's the second shot of Rashi, and that's what he meant. Loishon el Adam Mincha, el Choy that. That's very, it fits into the words very nicely. When do you say in our Mishnah that he's mochit to go and bring a car, mochit, mincha, mochit to go? You said mincha. If he didn't even say the word mincha, then he's off the hook. That is, we just started on this. Now, however, there's a first pshat in Rashi, first lashon, where Rashi says that the person didn't say mincha shel sa'irim, right? The lashon of the Mishnah was mincha min ha-sa'irim, but rather he said hari alai minchas sa'irim, like hyphenated. Minchas Sa'irim. Oh, so that's what he means when he said he didn't say the word Mincha, but he said the word Minchas Sa'irim. So can you go and split it down the middle and say, Harlai Minchas, okay, he said Mincha, Tofel Lusharishan. No, says Iri, since he said it hyphenated, Minchas Sa'irim, he can't stop it midstream, and therefore in this case he's going to be Potter Mikla. Let's see the first Pshat of Rashi. Lo Yisharim Tofel Lusharishan, the Amas Mincha Minas Sa'irim. As soon as he says mincha, le mincha gemura kamachaven. Why did he say minasoyim? Maybe change his mind. It's clear that since he hyphenated by not saying mincha minasoyim and bringing mincha soyim, then he's potter to lekalameim itself as lashon rishon. You can't stop it in the middle of the word of minchas. Minchas on itself doesn't mean anything. It's a mincha of something. So you have to wait until he finishes the whole hyphenated clause. Mincha soirim, the gunish gezog.
But why? If someone says, Harei alai mincha, without saying the chas.
He says, Harei alai mincha.
Without finishing the chas, he stops mid-word.
He just said, min. Maybe Harei alai min, I want to be an apikoidis.
No, Harei alai mincha. Mincha.
Yeah, here we're told he said minchas.
Mincha is subsumed in the word minchas. So,
what do you say?
Okay,
so work it out in Chicago. Anyway, so that was Ziri. Then they go to Chicago. But anyway, but the beginning of our Mishnah, we said, Hari Alai Mincha Menasoidim. Now, notice after that we brought another three or four cases, we didn't mention the word mincha at all. We just said, Kemach, Yovi Silas. So what was the situation over here? Did he say, I mean, partially the way you learned the Mishnah until we got now to Ziri, I would have thought, Harilai Mincha Mina Sa'irim, Yav Mina Chitim, Harilai Mincha Mina Kemach, Yavi Mina Silas, Harilai Mincha Miloi Shemen. Maybe not, since the Mishnah left out the key word Mincha each time. Maybe, in fact, the Mishnah is coming to tell us, not like Ze'iri. You don't need to say the word Mincha. Mincha is implicit in whatever he said. And this fits more, I don't know, according to the second Pshat of Rashi, fits very nicely. The Hari Elai Mincha Menasoyim, or that's Dafka because he said Mincha Menasoyim, and Dafka because he said Mincha Menakemach. But if he left out the word Mincha, then in fact he'd be off the hook, he'd be potter. That's the way you would learn according to the second pshat of Rashi. According to the first pshat of Rashi, you'd have to say that he said, Hare olai mincha min hakemach, but had he said, minchas kemach, then he would be potter. So the second pshat of Rashi is easier to kind of squeeze it. But you'll see that's what the Gemara is now asking from each of the additional cases of our Mishnah. Eis v'rov l'ram Nachman. Kemach yovi soilus. You don't see the word mincha anywhere. Lav du leyome mincha. He didn't say mincha. Nevertheless, you're still chayv to bring a mincha soilus. So you see a direct kasha on ziri. After well, loy, the yome mincha taka said, mincha min hakemach. Or according to the first Pshat Rashi, minchas kemach. No, I'm sorry. He said mincha min hakemach, and that comes to exclude, according to Zeiri, minchas kemach, or if he didn't say the word mincha at all, if he just said kemach. So, bottom line is, right, the Gemara, it's mashra from the Mishnah, he said kemach, yovi soilus, even without the word mincha. He said, no, it does say the word mincha. He did say the word mincha. Same thing, b'leishem l'voina, yovi shem l'voina, my lav d'liyam mincha, he didn't go and say mincha b'loi shem l'voina, and nevertheless, the consequences are you have to bring a mincha shem levayin. Right. The Yom HaMincha, Hidaka did say the word mincha b'lo shem levayin. The fact that the Mishnah doesn't say it is because the Mishnah wants to be succinct. Usually the Mishnah is much shorter than the Gemara, and that's why the Gemara has to go and amplify and explain and explicate exactly the whole case, because the Mishnah is short to be able to fit into the Niggin, right? Well, like the Toysis in the end of the Sechs of Megillah. Good.
It's not Boaz, actually. It's not Toysis.
Okay, so Mitchell, we'll look it up in Toysis. Anyway, continuing on.
It's just a grammatical construction. It's still mincha, even though he said
mincha. Even though he says...
It doesn't change the meaning whatsoever.
It's a semicolon.
I'm sorry.
No, it's two nouns together. It's a smichut in Hebrew.
Yeah, it's smichut. So
it's still simcha, but you've been doing it because it's two nouns together. It's a grammatical construction.
So are you asking a kasha or are you explaining? I'm not sure where you're coming
from. I'm just saying it shouldn't make a difference. Turn the meaning is the same.
Shouldn't make a difference if he did say mincha or he didn't say mincha?
Mincha or mincha. I mean, if you have two nouns together, and the first one, you make it mincha into minchat if you have two nouns together.
If you say today, Hare Olai Minchat, what will people think? What do you have in mind?
I meant to say machbat.
Aren't they going to go and say minchat? No, fill in the blank. Minchat what? Minchat sorim, minchat chitim, minchat adashim.
It's two nouns. Mincha is a noun and sorim is a noun.
100%. That's if you say Hare Olai Mincha, you say sorim. But if you say minchas, it means a mincha from. And if that's not modern day Hebrew, at least that's biblical Hebrew. And when you say the word minchas, it means mincha from something. Anyway, continuing on. The next shtickle in the Mishnah was again chatzi yisorin. You have to bring yov yisorin shalem. My love, liyom mincha. He didn't say mincha, and you still are forced to bring a full yisorin. Like, liyom mincha. Okay, so each time it's the same teretz, each part of the Mishnah, same shat according to Zir. Faith Mari Hachi, Eimba Sefer. Let's go on to the final case of the Mishnah. He said, Hare alai. Isoroin umechza. Says the Mishnah, Yavi Shnaim, you have to go and bring two astriders. Zokti Yimara, let's analyze. Kivin the Omer Mincha, as soon as he says the word Mincha, Ichaivli Bisarin. By definition, Tovas Lashon Rishon, you say Mincha, you gotta bring a Mincha of Isarin. Ki Omer Chatzi Isoroin, Leiklum Gomar. When he adds now the additional words Chatzi Isoroin, Lechoira says garnished. In other words, a person doesn't need to add the word Isarin when he says Hare Olai Mincha, but there's nothing wrong with saying Hare Olai Mincha Min Isarin. That's totally normal and acceptable, because he's just explaining, I'm going to bring a Mincha Min Isarin. I'm not going to bring from 20 Isarin. I'm not going to bring from 60 Isarin. I'm bring Min Isarin. Now when he says Chatzi Isarin, that's already L'choira unnecessary. It's just additional nonsensical verbiage, which is not necessary. So Leklum Karmar, why don't we go and say he only has to bring a mincha from one Yisarim? Why does he have to bring from two Yisarim? So tomorrow, Lloyd Tzricha is talking about a situation that he said, the Omer Hare Olai Mincha, Chatzi Yisarim V'Yisarim. In other words, the reverse, not that he said mincha Yisarim V'Chatzi Yisarim, but mincha Chatzi Yisarim V'Yisarim. So tomorrow, so what difference does that make? The key in the Omer Mincha, as soon as you say Hare Olai Mincha, so what does our Mishnah hold? Tofes l'sharishin. As soon as you say mincha, you gotta bring a mincha. So how much is a mincha? Yichavli b'yisarin. Now he's stuck. He has to bring a mincha b'yisarin. Ki omer chatzi yisarin. When he adds the words chatzi yisarin, v'leiklum koma. That's ridiculous. It's garnished. Now ki hoder omer yisarin. Now he repeated the Isorin a second time. Not that he said Isorin Mamish, but he said, Harei Elai Mincha, which means Mincha, parentheses, Isorin. Chatzi Isorin, we dismiss. And then he says Isorin again at the end. Maisi Isorin Achren. That's why he has to bring two Isorinim. One else the Harei Elai Mincha, and one because of the Isorin. So it's not like one might have thought, because he said, Chatzi Isorin V'Isorin, so you kind of round it up from 1.5 and you make it 2, and that's not the reason. The reason is because a chatzi isorin you dismiss altogether. The mincha is machayiv one isorin. The fact that he said isorin is machayiv another isorin, that's why you have to bring 2 isorin. Bring tomorrow, ihachi, Rib Shimon poitish, leis nad the kiderchem is nad bim. We said, according to Rib Shimon, he patters, you don't have to bring a korban in any of these cases. He doesn't hold of the din of tofes lashon rishayim. So, ibazoi, according to Rib Shimon, Oh boy. Gemara is all ready for you, you see. Brother Barry prepared it already half an hour ago. Can you imagine?
He's in the head shop
right there. Mishnah Pater. Frank according to our Mishnah says that the reason why Reb Shimon Pater's so is nadiv kederech ha-misnadim. He didn't speak the way people speak intelligently. So for Gemara, am I? I don't understand in this final case. The Gemara assumes, Rashi says, that even Reb Shimon could agree with Beis Shammai, the toughest Lashon Rishon. However, that's only had he stopped and said something normal. But by using, right after Minas Oidim, he used the Krum language, exactly. He didn't use the legally binding terms that you would normally expect. And so therefore, as long as you don't use the legally binding terms, here, you're out. So, Frank Timara, why wouldn't he agree at least in the last case? What was the last case? As we just said now, he said, Mincha, Chatzi Yisorin, and Yisorin. Mincha is Yisorin, that's certainly very intelligible. The Chatzi Yisorin, okay, that's Shtuyot. But then afterwards he said, Yisorin, that's fine. So why would he say that even in that case you happen to be Potur? Omer Rav Reb Shimon Meshitas Reb Yoisi Omer. The Omer Afigmar Dvarov or the Mathis. That was the Reb Yosi that you quoted already at the beginning of the Shira, made Reb Yosi, right?
Yes.
Anyway, so Reb Yosi holds Afigmar Dvarov or the Mathis. So what does that mean? That means you don't only go after the first words, you don't go after the second words, but you look at the whole thing, the whole picture together. And therefore, what I'm going to assume, says Rashi, is that when he said, Mincha Chatzi Isorain, the Isorain, Purushim Kamafarish. The type of mincha that I'm going to bring is a mincha of half an Isarin and of a gantz Isarin, says Reb Shimon. In our Mishnah, that's lo yisnadu kederech mesnadu. That's not how you talk. When you want to go and bring a korban mincha, you go and either say harlai mincha stam, period, done. Or you say harlai mincha min Isarin. You say min achatzi Isarin, mit an Isarin. It's not the normal derech. Let's look at the last 75%. Rashi. 75%.
Kol yeser kenatal dama.
Okay, good. Look at the Rashi. Apigvar odav nitvas. The last Rashi before the Mishnah. Kol yezlin and basal lashon rishon lechudei. Since he holds like Reb Yosi, it's not just only lashon rishon. Fully basal achren lechudei, and it's not the only the lashon achren. And the basal kulu, the whole statement together. V'deshe amr mincha chatzi sar v'sarayin. Perushikam mafarish. He's explaining himself. The type of mincha that I want to bring is shalchatzi yisorin v'yisorayim. V'hainu shalei kiderechad misnadvim. That's not a normal way of being menadvim v'korbim mincha. And therefore, b'shita z'yishya amray, he, Reb Shimon, is going in the same path like Reb Yosi. You would say a bit of a mistake in terms of the Lashon HaGemara. It shouldn't say to Omer Api Gemara Dvar of Odom Matfis, but Api Gemara Dvar of Odom Nitfas, which is the Kirs of Rashi. In other words, when a person says something, we analyze what he says, and we chop on, according to Reb Yosi and according to Reb Shimon, his whole statement. So when a person makes a statement, we don't go and divide it up into segments, first segment, second segment, no. You look at the whole picture. What did he say? I want to bring a mincha of 1.5 of a half mitzvah. One? Come on, that's kind of ridiculous. So, as long as he didn't go and say the perfect legal text, he's off the hook. On to the next mission.
Why don't we say that a chatzi isarin works? Why do we? What's the reason you can't? Some Mepharshim talk about that. Where do we find that a Chatzi Yisarin on its own certainly doesn't work? Because there has to be a minimum of an Yisarin,
right.
And we learn Oimer Asir Seifo, and we learn also from
60,
from the Kvas. That's going to be the next Mishnah.
Right.
But what? So if he only said a half, then everybody goes to one.
Right.
Or nothing. It's one or the other. But one and a half, there is no provision for that, because just like you go from 1 to 2 to 3 to 5, even up to 60, like you said, you should be able to bring 1.5. So the Mepharshim talk about how does the Gemara assume automatically that 1.5 is gunished. Why don't you say half on its own for sure is gunished? But 1.5, why can't you say? If I can bring 2, I can bring 1.5. So there's a major discussion. On to the next Mishnah. The next Mishnah is very straightforward, and we'll see the Gemara is very straightforward. We've always been told from the first time we learned Shas that there is this special din of Bila, and that is that you have to be ro'i lebila. So if a person wants to bring a mincha of more than one Yisrael, he wants to bring 5, 10, 20, 30 Yisrael, no problem. However, you cannot go above 60 in one kli. And this is going into Reb Lezer min Yaakov. Reb Lezer min Yaakov already taught us back a couple of weeks ago that when you go and bring a carbon, it makes no difference how many Yisraelim, you only bring one loik shaman, because we had other tanoim that said no, that you go keep on prorated. So if you were doing one isarin, one loik, two isarin, two loikin, and so on and so forth until 60. That being the case, then you never have a problem with bila, because you have always a large amount of shaman to go and mix together with the flour. However, if you're talking about 60 isarinim of flour, a large amount, and one little loik, that's not going to make much of an impression in terms of making a bila. So therefore, up to 60, you can still do that with one loik. Similar to Batavashish. That's a different reason, but what you're saying is nice.
It's still so much. I mean, think of how much flour that is and how little oil that is.
Mm-hmm.
It's really so, I mean, extraordinary.
This is about 5 pounds.
What?
It's about 5 pounds.
So you're talking about 5 times 60, 120 pounds of flour,
yeah.
And basically one log of shemen. A log is like basically like a liter. A revisa. A revisa
is 3 ounces.
Okay. Right. We're going to address
even
that.
Even less than ounces, later, right.
12 ounces.
Right. It's so little.
Rav Hoy said we're going to address this question as well. We're going to get to it. So that's the standard normal thinking when you think about 60 and 61. Up to 60 you can do bila. Once you hit 61 you can no longer do it, and therefore you have to split it up into two separate kalim. If you want to go and bring dafka mincha of 61, gizantai, 60 will go in kli 1, and one will go in the other kli. So you say, well, what difference does it make? One kli, two kli. Oh, because now it's two separate kabbanis mincha. And therefore, for the first 60, you're going to have to use one loik shemen. And the second, we're going to have to loik shemen for the 61. And similarly, you're going to have to do two separate kmitzas. Kmitza from kli 1 and kmitza from kli 2. Two separate akhtaris. Two potential pigul machshavas. On the one, he can go and say, "Elai mincha." That what? I'm going to ask to go and eat it tomorrow. Same thing on the one. So therefore, you've converted a single mincha into two separate menachas by subdividing it into two separate kalim, one with 60 and one with 1. By the way, once you're subdividing it, no reason why you have to put 60 and 1. You can do 50 and 11 and 40 and 21. The point is, you cannot do 61 in one kli. We'll wait till we get to the end of the Mishnah. However, our Mishnah in the beginning goes off on a totally different structure, different mahalach hamachshav, a different approach. And that the reason why you can't have more than 60 is because you cannot have a situation that a private korban minchas tedava should have more esroinim than the greatest, highest isorain minochais throughout the year. I mean, that there's one day throughout the year where you can have altogether 61 esroinim, and when you bring a korban minchas tedava, you can't go all the way to 61, you can only go to 60. When do you ever bring 61 Esrayim? Yontif Harishon Shel Sukkis, that falls out on Shabbos. How was that? Let's see the Mishnah. Misnadav Oda Mincha Shel Shishim Yisarin, you can go and bring up to 60, or maybe the Kli Yachad and bring it all in one Kli. However, skip the parentheses. Im Omar Hari Elai Shishim Yachad, 61, then you got to split it. Maybe Shishim Kli Yachad, the Yachad Bekli Yachad. Not because of the Bila issue. No, because Shekin had Sibur, maybe beyond the Farishin Shul Chag. Shechol Yoyis B'Shabbos. Sukkot, first day, falls out on Shabbos, which happens fairly often, even nowadays. And in that case, you bring 61 Esroinim altogether. Is Da Yoyli Yachid. Shehu pochas minatzibur echad. Then you have 61. So if you are bringing your own private carbon, don't go all the way to 61. You stop at 60. Now you're thinking to yourself, where do you get 61 asroinim on the first day of Chag? So Rashi explains it. Before we look in the Rashi, remember when it comes to the korbanos of Purim on Chag, they are poiches v'hoilech, meaning on the first day of Yontif you have 13 Purim, second day 12, and then it goes down to 11, to 10, all the way down to 7, and then Shemini Atzeres, it doesn't go down to 6. Exactly right. Now, we only think in terms of the Purim, but don't forget our friends the Elim and the Kvasim. Every day of the Yom Tif does not change, it does not Mosef Aholech, not Pochus Aholech. You have to bring 2 Elim, and you have to bring 14 Kvasim every single day. Now we have to go and figure out how many Esroinim. So remember, Shloish Esroinim Lapar, Shnei Esroinim La'ayil, Visorin Echad La'kevesu Echad. Aha. Okay, so now starting with Purim, we have 13 Purim altogether. Shloish Esroinim Yilapar. 3 times 13 is 39. Right? You're gonna keep the arithmetic. Yes. You're gonna hold cheshbon. Good. 39. Let's now talk about the Elim. We have 2 Elim, and each Ayil has 2 Esroinim. How much is 2 times 2?
4.
How much is 4 together with 39? 43. That's 43 is Gam. Gam Zula Toiva. So far we have 43. Then we continue on to 14 Kvasim. Yisorin Echa Lekevis Echa. That's very simple. 1 times 14 is 14. Since we had 43. 57. Oh, what would I do with that? So we have now 57. Now, we've only dealt with the Musafim of Yontif, of Sukkis. Remember, today happens to be a regular day, in addition to being Yom Tov. Huh? Every single day you have to bring 2 korbanos oila. One oila keves echotasa boi keves, a keves sheni tasa min aboyim. How many esroidim do you have per keves? We already said 1. So if you bring 2 oilois, you're adding 2 more. 2 to plus 57 is?
59.
But now it's also Shabbos Kodesh. And Shabbos you have to go and bring an additional 2 oilois. Each oila is a keves, shnei kvasim. So you have to bring again 2 kvasim, 1 isarim per keves, 2 times 1 is 2, 59 plus 2, 61, says our Mishnah. And since on the highest potential collection of Yisroelim per year would be, it's not every year, it's only when Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos, the first day of Yom Tov, oh, then you have 61. Dayus is genug. If you are Yachid, don't try to grab for the mountains and for the sky. 60 is enough. Let's see the first Rashi in the Mishnah. Rashi skips Elim, he comes back to it. Right, because Kevis Isorin Echad Kevis Echad Harin Nun Gimel. Right, so you have 39 plus 14, 53. Shnei Elim is 4 Esroinim because it's 2 per Ayil. Oh, so now we have altogether our 57. Harin Nun Zayin. Ushnei Tamidim Mishnayim 2 Kvasim. Gesundheit. Ushnei Kivsei Musaf to Shabbos is all to Shnei. It's 61 all together. And that's why you can only have a maximum of 60. If I would have told you this, you'd say, come on, it's nothing to do with that. It's nothing to do with Bila. It's nothing to do with that. Azei Zog the Tanakama of our Mishnah. Omer Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon said, I don't understand how you come up with this formula. Vari, Valoi, Eilu Leparim, Ve'ilu Lekvasim, and Eilu Le'elim. These are all separate. You know, you'd even mix them if you wanted to. In other words, putting aside the Korban Tomit Shoshach and Tomit Shemayin Aboyim and the Musafim Shabbos. We're only talking about the Musafim of Yontif itself. Just those Musafim. Can you go and mix together all the Esroidim into one Kli? Chas V'Sholem. Why? Because Einu Nevlalim Zeh Im Zeh. You cannot even be bolel them together because of the different proportions, the different ratios. Because until now we've only spoken about the soulless portion, but now we have to think about in our minds, what about the Shemen portion? Not only Yoyim, but also Shem. Ah, okay, so now let's talk about the Parim. If you're talking about the Parim, since you have to have Chatziah Hin. Hin, as we know, is 12 Lugin. Half of that is 6. So you have 6 Lugin to 3 Esrayim. So that's a proportion of 2 to 1, right? We get to Elim, it's exactly the same thing. Because by Elim, we have to have how many... Two Esrainim. And how much do we have in terms of Lugin? We have Chatziah Hin Yelapar, Shlishis a third of 12 is 4. So it's again a proportion of 2 to 1, right? 4 Lugin to 2 Esrainim. We get to kvasim, however, no. There's already a revius a hin, which means you only have three. And by kvasim, you have one isarin, so it's a proportion of 3 to 1.
It's really juicy.
Really juicy. So the power of ayah is only 2 to 1, and here it's 3 to 1. What happens if they get mixed in together? We've learned in previous Mishnahs. It's possible. Why is it possible? Because since you're mixing them, what's going to happen is that the kvasim one is going to have a little bit less shemen as a result, so it's going to be possible be choser. The other two, the part of ayah, are going to have a drop more shemen as a result, so they're going to be possible be yeser. Oh, so then, if you wanted to go and mix them together, you could not. You can't go and put into the same kli. And as the Gemara is going to go and say, and certainly that applies to the Tomei Shel Shachar and or the Tomei Shel Bein Avayim, because you're not bringing them at the same time. If you're bringing these Musafim all the way in the morning, right after Tomei Shel Shachar, okay. But then you're not going to mix in the two of the Tomei, or the one, the Tomei Shel Bein Avayim, which is, you know, hours and hours later at the end of the day. But if you're going to bring these Musafim at the end of the day, then you're not bringing the Tomei Shel Shachar. Mm-hmm. So the whole thing, L'chayra, doesn't shtim. So what's the reason for the 60? Tell me already. The reason is, up to 60, you can still mix that one like. Mm-hmm. Up to 161, geitnisht. Amrulai, they say, come on, Rav Shimon, give us a break. Shishim nevlovim, shishim ve'echad, ein nevlovim. If it can mix with 60, and we've already heard graphic testimony from Barry and from Brother Shai and everybody else, come on, 60 with one little like, yeah, come on, give me a break. Okay, yeah, it works. If it works for 60, it won't work for 61.
Amrulahem, kol midas chachamim kein.
That's the way all the Midas Chachamim are. You want to go and toivel in a mikveh, it's got to be bar boim sahu toivel. When happens in boim sah, chosr kar toivel. Kar toivel is like a teaspoon. You have the full 40, a teaspoon is missing. Ain't yachal litvul behem. That's the Midas Chachamim. It's like they call today, the politicians call the red lines. The red line when it comes to a mikveh, it's got to be 40 sah. Mm-hmm. Don't tell me 40 sah, yeah, it's just missing a drop. If it's missing a drop, it's possible. Same thing is, you're right, I hear you, that the logic tells you there's no difference between 60 and 61, but that's the sheer, the chomer kaveh, that up to 60 it works. Once you go 60 plus, even a mashu, skyish. And we're going to have now in the Gemara, basically a repetition, almost word for word, that we had in the Mishnah. So if you work, sha'ol she'ilu l'malim at buta bar biloy. Yehuda bar Biloy is the famous Rabbi Yehuda that we have in all the Mishnayos. Most of the time we just refer to him as Rabbi Yehuda. Here we refer to him with his full grandeur, Rabbi Yehuda bar Biloy. And they asked him, "Minayin li'oy mahari alai shishim yachad? Maybe shishim kli yachad, v'yachad b'kli yachad." If he said 61, just like if he said 60, you can put in one kli, why can't you put 61 also in one kli? Pasuk Rabbi Yehuda bar Biloy, "Roish emadavim b'chol makayim." Why does he get the title Rosh Medar Mechol Makayim?
Wearing Shabbos. So,
yeah, what does he wear in Shabbos say?
Because he's the one, he was rewarded by the Romans because he defended their civic projects by Lishvach and not Lignai.
Oh, so the Gemara tells us over there, Masechta Shabbos, that there was a discussion among the Tanoim, and they were talking about the Roman Empire. Are these good guys or bad guys? And the other Tanoim all had something not nice to say about them. Rabbi Yehuda was the only one that said, no, they're good, they're doing a good job, etc. And unfortunately, yesh oznayim lakotel, that there are people always eavesdropping, what do they say? And, or there was the microphone was on and you didn't even realize
hot
it.
Mic, hot mic.
Oh, that's right, hot mic.
This was a
baruchel,
the Begerim, yeah.
Exactly. Anyway, so ultimately, word got back to the Romans, and they said, Rabbi Yehuda, because he spoke about it so nicely, anytime there's going to be any type of get-together, assembly, you're going to be the Rosh Hashanah, you're going to be the guest speaker, you're going to be the most prominent person there, because you spoke nicely about us. That's the Parsha of Shabbos, and that's the Gemara in Shabbos, and Rashi quotes the Gemara in Shabbos. At least he says, look up in Shabbos, that might show you. However, they say b'shem Rav Hirshprung Zechayim Levracha that the reason why Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi was Rosh B'davim B'chol Makim is because he was a gevaldig mekatzer. He was succinct. He was brief when he spoke, not like some other speakers that speak for hours and hours and don't know where to stop. How do I know that Rabbi Yehuda was a mekatzer? From the Haggadah. The Haggadah, we have the 10 words Dam Tadeh Kinim Arf. Now, how long is the word Dam? You would think it's 50 letters. It's only 2 letters, Dam. How much is Tfadeh? It's very big, it's 5. Kinim is 4 letters. Dever, 3 letters. Borad, 3 letters. Choyshech, 3 letters. These are huge words. Says Rabbi Yehuda, it's too long. We gotta cut the Haggadah down. Tetzach Adash Beachav. Take these 10 words, all of which are short words anyway, shorten it even further and make Tetzach. Oh, he is going to be appointed Rosh Medabrim, because if he'll be the MC, he'll be the guest speaker, he's going to set the tone for the evening or for the affair, and hopefully all the other speakers will learn from him. Azeidach Meren. Now, but keep it short and sweet. And that's what Rav Hirsch was
going to do. The Megillah should have appreciated the Megillah, he didn't do it.
Okay.
With the 10 sons of Haman.
10 sons of Haman, okay. Anyway, we got off on a tangent. What did he say? I'll tell you the reason why it's 60. Like we made the chesed before, the 61. So 60 is enough. Here the mixture of the flour together with the shemen. In one case, it's thick. In other words, there's not that much moisture. Here, it's much more fluffy. It's much more moist because you have the additional shaman. These you bring earlier in the day, and these you bring later in the day. You're not allowed to mix them together. You're not allowed to. And when he's referring to Ben Arboim and the Shachris, he's really referring now to the Oilois, not to the Kabbanis Musaf, because presumably all the Musafs were brought at the same time, Parim Eling Vas. However, the Tomashu Shach and the Tomashu Ben Arboim were brought totally different times. So they didn't mix it together in one. You're saying that there was this one Kli that was used once a year, once in a few years. 61. You use, five different kalim. This for the kosim, and this for the Eilim, and this for the Parim, and this for the Shachar, and this for the Arboim, and then for the Musaf, for Shabbos, etc. So Emorat, if you don't like my pshat, you tell me the pshat. It's got to be a mincha where if you put in one leg, it's still ro'oi lebil.
Well,
come on, give me a break. Like we had in the Mishnah. But he gives another couple of examples as well. Whenever we talk about an oichel being makabel tomo, transmitting tomo, that should machloik is gabi transmission, be rashi, tentoisis. Anyway, but bottom line is, we're talking about you have a kibbeya matama tumas oichlin. What happens instead of a kibbeya, you had a drop missing, a shumshum, a little sesame seed, a mashu. Just missing one little thread. And so on and so forth. Who cares? Your bila, nish bila. You have to pour it in, you mix it, and you do the best you can. Who cares? Oh, but anan imli bol al kosher. The Mishnah says beferish, if you didn't do the bila at all, lechatchila you gotta do a mixing. But if you didn't, it's also kosher. So makalarash, what difference makes 60, 61? You weren't by Amr Zay. That's a famous Zay. That's got to be royal bila. If it's royal bila, ain't bila makevus. And when you're talking about ain't bila makevus, boy. If you have 60, even if you don't mix it, it's kosher. But as long as you put in all the ingredients that you could have, would have, should have, that's maspik. But if you put in 61, it's not roi labila, and therefore you can mix it as best as you can, as best as you want. It's as good as vet. Okay. Nu shtikla. Amar abibiyam, amar abishuman levi. Masa bepreda achas shel base rebi. A perdo, a preda means a female mule of Beis Rabbi, Shemesa, and Nebuchadnezzar Payet, this mule died, and was blood that was oozing out from this dead animal, all the blood that came out was the shear of a Revius.
Wow. Oh, okay. Wow.
I mean, you would expect much, much more.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
No, what did they tell me? I'm sorry, but that's what happened. Okay. Yeah. So now, what was the purpose of Shuchacham is done by Revius? And therefore, they were kaveya as a result that anybody that touches that amount of blood is going to become Tomei.
Tumas
Nevela. You touch the blood, you become Tomei Tumas Nevela, as long as it's a shear of a Revius. Rashi adds, and Rashi bases this back on the Gemara right before the Mishnah on the Amud Aleph, that since we're talking about Tumas Nevela, the reason why Revius is metame by a nevela is because dam of Revius when it becomes nikrash. Nikrash means when it gets congealed, it'll have the shear of a kezayis. And since the shear of tumah by nevela is a shear of a kezayis, the revius of dam, which if you let it congeal becomes a kezayis, is hainuhach, it's like a shtik nevela. And therefore it's metame. Most of these are business. Hey, in Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Shua ben Beseira. Two Rabbi Shuas. The first Rabbi Shua ben Chananya, Rabbi Shua ben Beseira. They were both made on a case. Al dam nevela shu tor. Dam nevela is tor, even more than a revius. So what was the whole problem here that they would measure it into revius? It's tor anyway.
Is a nevela of, are we talking about a nevela of a kosher animal? Preda is a non-kosher animal.
Correct.
Are we making a distinction between behemoth tmei and behemoth Torah?
You are making a distinction. Gemara does make a distinction. Does not go into that level of detail. But it does tell us that it is dam nevela is tor. For Rabbi Shua ben Beseira, Masa. Now, this Rabbi Shua ben Beseira already said the halach, and he says, I'm telling you, Masa, show you. An aroid, as you all know, is a wild donkey. The aroids, the roaring lions, were very, very hungry. They went to the regular...
The Colosseum,
good. And that's the Yisrachah Shomelech, that's presumably in the Colosseum, in the auditorium, the stadium, where they presumably they were doing not bullfights, but lion fights. I'm telling you the truth, I'm not lying. It was a lion fight in the Tachish HaMelech, but they're hungry. They can't just, you know, raise a harim, you know, forever when they see the red flag. So you went and gave them a roidim, dead, wild donkeys. The word noichra means you kill them as opposed to shachting them. They killed them. And because they had to, apparently there were a lot of lions, and there were a lot of aroidiois, there was a ton of blood. How much blood was there? They were passing by at that time, going up to Eretz Yisrael. Shoykin ad rechuvayseyem bedam. The dam went up to their knees. There was a lot of dam. And when they came to Yerushalayim, le'amru lehem dover. Nobody said a word to them and said, don't get close to the Beis Hamikdash until you go to the mikveh and have Herif Shemesh. Nobody said a word. So obviously, says Rabbi Shua ben Beseira, you see, dam nevelis is tohar. So why didn't you go and respond to this? In other words, this was the first. The Rabibi said that when it wants to share revias, it's metame. And Rabbi Yitzchak bar Bizna went and challenged him from this. Hey, Rabbi Shua ben Beseira, why didn't you answer anything? How can I possibly answer him? Not that I couldn't answer him in terms of my Talmudic knowledge, but because, unfortunately, my mind was not with me. Why was my mind not with me? Because I'm totally poor and impoverished, and the last thing I could think about was the Dam of Nevelis. What's the problem? Dem Reb Chanan. Now, this is a quote from the end of the Toichicha in Parshas Kisavai. It says in the Toichicha, Vayuchayecha Tluam Lechomi Neged, that your life is going to be hanging in front of you. In other words, you're going to be terrified, will I continue to live? And every night you're going to go to sleep, totally in fear, in trepidation, etc. And the same thing will be during the day. And you're not going to have any emunah in your own life that you're going to continue to live. It's terrible. Now, of course, that normally sounds like that there are enemies all over shooting and throwing arrows and chas v'shalom stabbing people. No, even on a financial basis. Explains Rashi, a normal individual is a farmer. At least in those times, people didn't have... Exactly, didn't have AI and all those other wonderful things that we have today. So it was agricultural. So a normal person had at least a small farm, at least dollar, epis. And that's how we knew that he would be able to go and feed himself and his family for a period of time. This person was so poor, he didn't have a farm, and he had to go and buy tvua from farmers. And, however, he had enough money to at least be able to go and buy a year's supply at a time, and he put it in his storage bin. But nevertheless, what's chayech of tvua mechamin neged? Because he thinks to himself, okay, for this year, I was able to scrape through. But what's going to be in a year from now? Maybe I won't have enough money to go and buy for a ganze shana. So that's the first one. This is a person who's even in greater dire circumstances. He doesn't have enough money to go and buy tvua for a year. So the kech tvua mi erev Shabbos, erev Shabbos. He only has enough money to go and buy tvua for a week. And therefore he says, but what's going to be next week? I may not have enough money to go and support my family in a week from now. I remember when I was in Yeshiva's Ber Yaakov, when I was a bacher in Yeshiva, once the Mashkiach, Rav Volva Zatzal, told me, he says, we have some Taimina bacher, that means Yemenites, in our Yeshiva. Lovely, lovely young men. Do you know what their status of poverty is? He knows in some Yemenite families that the only time a week that they have, quote-unquote, basar, that they have meat, is on Shabbos, when Friday the mother, the father, goes and buys a large salami, and he goes and cuts for every member of the family one slice of the salami, and that's their suda, that's their basar. If there's anything left after Shabbos, then they'll continue eating it, ichbais, on Sunday.
Leftovers.
That's it. No more meat until the next week. Wow. Just 1 week. One salami of a gansevach. So here too, he has tvua enough for 1 week. I don't know if I'll have tvua in a week from now.
And that was the real thing, so it wasn't baloney.
It wasn't baloney. You're correct. V'alta'am mechayacha. What's alta'am mechayacha? Ze'asoymech ala palter. He doesn't even have enough for a week. He only has enough for that day to go to the baker. He can't even go and buy the wheat to go and manufacture into bread or whatever. He doesn't have the kalim. He doesn't have the time. Everybody's hungry. So he has just enough money to go to the palter that day. V'hu gavra. And this individual, meaning me, Rav Bibi, I'm unfortunately in the third category, al palter samach. And therefore, I'm not of a mind now to go and respond to his questions. He starts telling me about going and killing wild donkeys and going and fighting if the arroyas for the line. I'm sorry, I'm just worried about how am I going to go and feed my family tomorrow morning if I won't be able to afford going to the palter. Zoktimar mayhavi la'aba alamaisa, what's the din taka regabe the dam of the Nevelis, Aroid of the Israelis? Omar of Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda Moiraina de Beinesia Hava. The same Rabbi Yehuda that we spoke about before, Rabbi Eloi, he was the Moiraina, that means the Moirenu, he was the Ruv in the Beis HaNasi. V'oirilei Kishmate, and he paskin like his own Shmaita, like his own Shtikul Torah. Then that it says in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shishidavar Mikul Beishami Beichum Beisil. Normally, of course, Beisil is the Mekel, Beishami is the Machmir. The six times that Beishami is the Mekel and Beisil is the Machmir. Mm-hmm. And says the Gemara, what is that referring to? There are six cases, but the Gemara has Rachmanis in it, because after all, it's Erev Shabbos. People have to run home and do all types of Achanas of Shabbos, and so therefore, he only brings one of the six. Dam Levitz. Oh, our Dam Levitz. Beishamai says, Metarim, it's Tahar. No problem. That's why you can go all the way up to your knees in the blood. It's fine. Beisil Metarim, Beisil, no good. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda, who was appointed to be the Moreno of the Beis Nasi, he paskin like his own. Titnan Rabbi Yehuda, that we always paskin like Beisil. And he said, therefore, Dam Levitz is Taka Tome. Om Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda. After Shetuma Beis Hill, this is a footnote, even though when they were Matamid, like Tuma El Revius, why Revius? Of Yachalikrosh, the Laman al Kazayas, because that Revius can go and be congealed and become a Kazayas. And therefore now it has the sheer like Basar Nevela. So what Rav Yosef Yehuda is suggesting is really there's no separate category of Dam per se. However, if you have the shear of dam, that once you're korish it, it has a shear of kazayas, a basar, then it becomes part of the basar category, like a subsection of basar, and that's why it's natam. Now, how does this Gemara get into the Masa with 60 asroidim, 61 asroidim? So the poshib shot, and that's what Rashi says, that the Hemshech HaDvarim is, just like over there we were talking about different Shi'urim, that Mikveh has to be exactly 40, and the Tumas Medus has to be exactly 3, etc. So here too it has to be exactly a Revius, because if it's Rapless and Revius, you're not going to have a Kazayas, and that's the Poshib Shat. Toysis says, I can give you another reason. Since we said before, and the reason why he got this title, Rosh Medabrim, because he was appointed by the Roman government to be the featured speaker at every major occasion. Oh, since we spoke about how Rabbi Yehuda got this appointment, Chon Zayin, going now back here to the Omer Aleph, Rabbi Yehuda Moireinu de Bein Nasiya Hava. How did he get this appointment to be the Moireinu of the Beis HaNasi? Could be that the same Roman government did both appointments. He's a featured speaker, and he's also the chief rabbi of the Beis HaNasi. Which, where's this Tosis? Look at the last Tosis here in the Amid Beis, Kuf Gimel on the Beis. Ma'azim pray to Achaz. I did the Ayrib Rabbi Yehuda Reisha Medab, and that's Rabbi Yehuda Beloi. Al Yedei Keisar Kedei Isa, in the Sechta Shabbos, which we just spoke about before, that he got that appointment. Ma'azim pray to Achaz. I did the Ayrib Rabbi Yehuda Reisha Medab, and that's Rabbi Mino Keser, Roish al Beis Nasi. Just like he appointed him to be the great speaker, he also gave him a second appointment to be the head of the Beis Nasi. Rashi just went with the simple shot, because he has one shir, another shir. But there could be, there's more to it than that. It's this Moirayna. That's why the Gemara says Moirayna. Where else do we find that when we refer to Rabbi Yehuda, that he's Moirayna? Not that he happens to be Roish Medam B'chol Mokum, we find a couple of times in Shas. But he's Moirayna Bein Nasiya, you don't normally find that. Why is that brought up here? To say, oh, you see, he did a good deed. The Keser could be that he went and rewarded him with two rewards. Roish Medamrim and the Roish Beis HaNasi. Stop over here. We say have a wonderful day.